You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Detroit basketball! What is happening and welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Thursday, February the 4th, and all-star season is on. This is your boy Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, the sports writer here in Detroit City covering sports gambling for PlayMichigan.com, a Pistons fan and follower my whole life just like you guys, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. This episode is brought to you by 1010. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly and sustainably sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a set of 10 uniquely beautiful diamond rings, and they're available now exclusively at BlueNile.com. This exciting collection of truly unique limited edition diamond engagement rings is available now only at BlueNile.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for spreading the word about the Locked On Pistons podcast. Today we're going to talk about the NBA All-Star voting. What kind of chances did Jerami Grant have, and how can you help? We're also going to have a very special interview with Michael Burke. He's going to come on and talk to us about responsible gambling, as it's kind of being shoved down your throats as Pistons fans watching these games. So we're going to try to give as much of the other side and as much of the details that you need to know to handle this responsibly and what the possible ramifications are, etc., etc. A nice interview with Michael Burke. I appreciate him sharing his perspective and sharing his story with us here on Locked On, on Pistons. A little bit of a sobering interview, but a little bit of time to take our medicine here in the state of Michigan and here on the podcast. But give me a follow on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. Also, the Locked On Pistons Twitter account, and check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons-Matt Shook. Give Brother Brian, show contributor extraordinaire, a follow at bshook12, and also check out the Play Michigan Twitter account at @play_Michigan for all that you need to know about the legal online gambling market in the great state of Michigan. But it's a big day today for the NBA All-Star voting. First of all, the results so far are going to be released today, according to the NBA. And also, it is the third of five two-for-one days for fan voting. So today, if you go on to NBA.com or use the NBA app voting platform, your vote will count for twice. So good stuff there. And yes, by the way, the NBA is talking about actually having an All-Star game a little bit more than a month from now in Atlanta. So March 7th is the proposed date that's being talked about right now, according to Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN.com, who we know is the source of all things NBA. I am not for that. I don't think there should be an All-Star game this year, but of course they will choose the All-Star players regardless of what happens with the decision on the All-Star game this year. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to get the best players together right now, but that's being what's being talked about between the league and the Players Association. But either way, there will be All-Stars selected. There's contract ramifications, so we all want to have something to talk about on podcasts here for these next couple weeks as well. Double voting today and also on February 13th and February 16th, so those count for extra. How you vote, you go to NBA.com. There's a voting page there. You can do that once a day, or you can go on the NBA app and do that on Android and iOS as well. You can also go on Twitter and use a hashtag first name and last name and the along with the hashtag NBA All-Star, and each tweet be only one player's name or handle, and fans may vote for 10 unique players per day from January 28th to February 16th. Well, how do they get chosen? Well, fan votes count for 50% of it, so it is important for Pistons fans if they want to get Jerami Grant or whoever else they want to on the game. It's important to get out there and vote. And then the current players and a media panel account for 25% each. So fan voting counts for 50%. And this is only talking about the starters. Then the coaches will vote for the reserves. So Hard to believe that Jeremy Grant will actually be a starter unless Pistons fans go crazy about this. And we'll find out today if there's been a bit of a groundswell in the early portion of the voting so far. So voting will continue until February 16th, I believe. Updates, again, shared today and then next Thursday. And then the All-Star starters will be announced on Inside the NBA on TNT on February 18th. And then the reserves, as selected by the coaches, coming out on February 23rd. So we know that I don't know if they're going to be doing that draft this year. I guess that's probably going to be determined when they realize if they're going to have a game. If they don't, they'll just name the teams, and I believe that'll be it. So with the game would come that possible captain's draft that they've had the last couple years, but still chosen as Eastern Conference players and Western Conference players, even if they do have that draft. So Jeremy Grant, does he have a chance to play? Well, the starters, you're going to have two forwards, and then the backups, you're going to have two forwards as well. But there's also two wild card spots at the end of the reserves. So there can be more than those four forwards, because if it's just the four forwards, it's going to be nearly impossible for Jeremy Grant to make it. You're talking about Giannis Antetokounmpo. You're talking about Kevin Durant. You're talking about Jason Tatum. And then you're also talking about Chris Middleton. So those are four guys that are very much ahead of him. And you're like, well, maybe we can move Giannis up to center, do some tinkering with the lineups there. Well, then you got Bam Adebayo at center, and you also got Joel Embiid at center. So there's not guys that you can easily move around and adjust to one of those other spots. So coming down to basically one of those wild card spots, look, I'm going to level with you guys. I don't think it's going to happen. I'm not super confident that Jeremy Grant will get on the All-Star team, and frankly, I don't think he deserves it based on the team's success. We're talking about a team right now, 5-16. The Minnesota Timberwolves, as I'm taping this, are going down the stretch of their game against the San Antonio Spurs. If they can pull it off, they will stay ahead of the Pistons. But if they lose that game, they will move to 5-16 as well. So kind of breaking news coming on that. Luckily for the Pistons and their draft hopes, the Washington Wizards did get the win on Wednesday night, beating the Miami Heat. So interesting there that the Heat continue to slide. The Spurs did beat the Timberwolves, so the Pistons now in a tie for last place in the NBA at 5-16 with the Minnesota Timberwolves. So Jeremy Grant is going to have to beat out some really good players, right? Some really good names. Suddenly, the Eastern Conference, you had James Harden, you had Kevin Durant. Those guys are lock all-stars. You're just continuing to add more names. Jaylen Brown's made himself a guaranteed all-star this year. There just doesn't appear to be those spots. Even players on mediocre to bad teams, talking about Gordon Hayward and what he's doing this year, Colin Sexton and what he's doing this year, Julius Randle and what he's doing this year. It's hard for me and us as fans even to justify the Jeremy Grant, when the Pistons are pretty much known for giving away games late in the clutch and getting close on games but not quite sealing the deal. Guess what? And again, this wouldn't help the Pistons' draft position. This is not even what I would advise. But if the Pistons had won some more of these games and we're sitting here at, I don't know, 8-13, Jeremy Grant's got a game-winning shot like he had against Houston. If that counts, add a couple more highlights to it, then we can be having a real discussion about him making the All-Star team. But as it stands right now, it's just not going to happen. I'm not discouraging you from voting for him. I think you should. I think Pistons Nation should get behind their own. And maybe I'll even get out there and vote for Jeremy Grant to give him some of that recognition that he has certainly deserved. But no, to me, he's not an All-Star, and I can pretty much guarantee that unless there's some crazy groundswell of fan voting, which only counts for 50% of the starters, I just don't think it's going to happen. But up next, really special interview coming up with Michael Burke, who's been an advocate of responsible gambling for a long time here in the state of Michigan, and he was kind enough to join us and share his story. I wanted to balance these things out with all the pro-gambling messages that you've been hearing here and otherwise. Of course, we're not going to say that we don't talk about gambling in a positive light here, and it will help the state of Michigan. There are some good things about it, but there's some downsides and some negatives, so we want to bring those to the light today here on Locked on Pistons Podcast. That's coming up next here on the show. But first,
it's Bang the Over Brother Brian here, and we've got a couple of basketball games for you to check out tonight. There is only one place that has you covered and one place we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus. Pulling up what's on the board right now at betonline.ag, you have the Utah Jazz as 7.5-point favorites on the road at the Atlanta Hawks. The game number on that is 224 if you want to bang the over. And then in a matchup of early season MVP candidates, Nikola Jokic is a 5.5-point underdog at LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers in a game number of 219. If money lines are your thing in that, you can take Nikola and the rest of the Nuggets at +190 and LeBron and the Los Angeles Lakers cash in at -220. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Got to tell you guys about RockAuto.com. You know that the chain stores, they got different price tiers for the professional mechanics than the do-it-yourselfers. But RockAuto.com's prices, they're the same for everybody, and they're always reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear, like the airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. And the RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Check it out now. I promise you, you'll find something that maybe you didn't even know you needed, but you definitely do. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand specifications and the prices that you prefer. Best of all, it's those prices at rockauto.com. They're always reliably low, and the same for the pros as the do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so that they know that we sent you. Support those who support us, as we support you guys during your commute, your workout, however you listen to the Locked On Pistons podcast every single day. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts that your car will ever need. RockAuto.com.
Yes, sir!
Get more of the sports news you need in less time with our Locked On Today podcast. Peter Bukowski hosts Locked On Today, a daily podcast breaking down the biggest stories with analysis from our local experts. Start your day with all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to Locked On Today wherever you get your podcasts. Now, for a special interview with our guest today, a person who's been doing the Lord's work for responsible gambling, spreading the word, and we need that message more than ever these days. So here's my long-form talk with one Michael Burke. All right, now we're being joined by Michael Burke, the Executive Director of Michigan Association of Problem Gambling, with some important messages that I wanted to get passed along as Pistons fans are watching these games and obviously getting bombarded with sportsbook ads and marketing. Michael, first of all, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Now, you're a sports fan, I know, too, so you're familiar with everything that fans are seeing across the state of Michigan right now, and obviously there's money pouring into the NBA and other sports leagues and to the teams themselves at a time when everyone in every sector, privately and publicly, needs and wants the money, so you can understand why teams would go with it. But as you know, and as a lot of folks know, there's a big downside to it as well. When you're watching these games and you see all these ads, ad after ad after ad, what do you what's going through your mind about what could be some of the consequences of this?
Well, I've worked in the problem gaming field for 15 years, and one of the probably strongest spells in gambling is proximity. Bill Clinton had a study done that showed that anytime a new casino opened up, the people who were predisposed to having a gambling problem, that those problems would double within a 50-mile radius of the casino. And imagine now taking that and going to, instead of 50 miles, going 5 inches to your telephone or your computer, and it's opened up a whole new area of gambling. I told you I sit on the National Council, and the projections are really incredible for the increase of gambling that's going to bring into the United States. And of course, with an increase in gambling comes an increase in problem gambling. I would like to say one thing right off the bat.
Sure.
And that is, as the head of the Michigan Association on Problem Gambling, we take no position for or against gambling. We leave that up to the individual. We just want the individual to have the information to work from. We know from the studies out there that 1-3% of the people who gamble will end up becoming compulsive, or as we're saying today, disordered gamblers. And so it's our position that if we're going to legalize this and put it out there for mostly the millennials, they're the ones who are using the online services. If we're going to do that, we also have to offer problem gambling services in the way of education and treatment.
And the phone number that is put out there by the state of Michigan is 1-800-270-7117. That's the phone number put out there by the Department of Health and Human Services by the state of Michigan. Again, that's 1-800-270-7117 if you need help or you know someone who needs help. But we were talking before we started recording, Michael Burke here, of the Executive Director of Michigan Association of Problem Gambling. You think that the state and maybe nationally and some of the industry folks and some of the government folks should be thinking bigger about a possible solution about how you can take some of these problems head on.
I've strongly believed for a number of years that the state of Michigan and all the states actually need residential treatment programs, something very similar to a substance abuse program that would be an inpatient 30-day program, roughly, with aftercare therapy. It would give the gambler an opportunity to break the hold that the gambling has on him or her. It takes a long time for a gambling problem to develop. A lot of people have asked me, with these new forms of gambling, will I expect to see the major increases this year? And I really don't. It usually takes 3, 4, 5 years to develop a significant gambling problem. In the beginning, the gambler's gambling with his or her own money. They're not telling anybody about it. They're sneaking around from casino to casino, or in this case, it'll be from telephone to telephone. And nobody knows that they're gambling. And usually when we find out that somebody's gambling, we find out because they've gone through a divorce, they've filed bankruptcy, they've abused their spouse, their children, they've attempted suicide. 1 out of 5 compulsive gamblers will attempt suicide. Remember, we're only talking 1-3%, but that's a really big number.
Got to tell you guys about a product that got me through 2020 and is now helping me thrive in 2021. That's right. The holidays are finally behind us, which means it's time to catch up on some much needed sleep. CBD PM blends 500 milligrams of high quality CBD with melatonin, valerian root, chamomile, and other sleep promoting ingredients to create a powerful and effective sleep aids. And if you want to relax a little bit before bed, their new CBD bath salts fuse superior CBD with Epsom, Dead Sea, and Himalayan salts to turn any bath into a luxury experience, and are available in lavender or eucalyptus scents, as well as a soothing nighttime blend with melatonin and calming herbs. I'm telling you guys, getting that great sleep, getting that eight hours, several hours of rest, however much you can get, it helps you function throughout the day. I'm not telling you something you don't know there, but until you experience, after not experiencing it for a long time, things like CBD MD can really help you relax and shed that stress. And to make it even easier to get the year started off right, they're offering all of our listeners 25% off your next order when you use the promo code NBA at checkout. Once again, that's cbdmd.com, promo code NBA, for 25% off your purchase of superior CBD products from CBDMD. And that's why we wanted to get Michael Burke on, the executive director of the Michigan Association of Problem Gambling, who's been studying this stuff and unfortunately turned into, fortunately for a lot of folks around the world and nation, the way you've been able to help people. This is a personal issue for you. You have dealt with this issue in the past and continue dealing with it now. Why don't you share your personal story for the listeners of Locked On Pistons about how you got so passionately involved in this and what some of the pitfalls can be?
Well, I grew up in a small community in Michigan. I married my high school sweetheart. We have two beautiful daughters. I ended up going to law school. My grandfather was an attorney in Ann Arbor, and after the Second World War, he was appointed as a judge at the Nuremberg War Trials, where he actually tried Nazi criminals. My father became an attorney. He really didn't care for the practice of law, so told my grandfather he wanted to do something else. And my grandfather went to Soapy Williams, who was the governor of Michigan back then. And as a result of that meeting, my father got a lifetime appointment as the head of the Michigan Liquor Control Commission. So I had always been around lawyers. My wife's father was an attorney. I practiced law for over 50 years. So back in 1972 in the Open Cooley Law School, I entered the very first class. Now, I became an attorney, and I absolutely loved it. It was a small town. Everybody knew everybody and what everybody did. I enjoyed working with people in the community. Early on, one of the issues that I ran into, I had a drinking problem that progressed and got worse and worse, and I ended up going to Brighton Hospital for that. And what is interesting is that the majority of gamblers I meet today, 8 out of 10 gamblers, and that's thousands of gamblers I've talked to, come from a substance abuse background. Mm-hmm. Either themselves or somebody else in their family were in recovery for substance abuse. If you have that history, I would personally strongly suggest that you stay away from gambling. But I gambled, and I gambled for a number of years, 10, 12 years before I started getting into trouble. But then when I got into trouble, I started doing what we call chasing. I was trying to get back the money that I had been losing slowly over a period of time. And now it was starting to cause some problems, the loss of that money. So I felt that if I'd gamble more and gamble larger sums of money, I could win it back. And that started me on the road to where I borrowed money from a client. And that led to me going into a situation where the client wanted the money back. I didn't have it. And exposure was threatened that I was taking money from a client. So I had to come up with it. So I did what no attorney should ever do, would ever do. And certainly I would have been, most people would have felt I'd be the last one in the world to ever do this. But I took money out of my client's escrow account to get money to pay back the client who was threatening me and getting more money so I could gamble and win that money back. I can tell you that 2 out of 3 gamblers will end up committing an illegal act to get money with which to gamble or to take care of problems created by their gambling. And when they do it, most of them use the same logic. They say they convince themselves that they're not stealing the money. I was simply borrowing the money till I could pay it back. Well, this lasted for about 2 more years, a year and a half to 2 years after I took the money. And it finally got to the point where I was suicidal. I very, very strongly wanted to do that. Thank God that I didn't. Instead, I ended up turning myself into the Attorney General of the state of Michigan and reported what I had done. As a result of that, I ended up spending 3 years in Jackson Prison, the oldest walled prison in the United States, and I was ordered to repay to my victims a sum of $1.6 million. It was devastating. Like most gamblers, like most problem gamblers, people did not know I gambled. I hid it extremely well. My family didn't know. My wife didn't know. And so this was just devastating to them. My reputation was ruined. I didn't know if I'd ever get my family back. But I was very fortunate. I was married to a really strong woman. We had dated since high school. And she made up her mind that when I came home that we would go together through a year of counseling to see if the marriage could be saved. And I'm happy to inform you that we were able to save the marriage. And for the next 9 years, I worked exclusively with gamblers. She and I talked it over, and we decided I had to do something like that to give reason to what had happened. Sadly, 5 years ago, my wife got a brain tumor, glioblastoma, and she passed away 5 months later. But the night before she died, we were laying in bed together, and she told me that she wanted me to continue on with what I'm doing. So that's why I'm doing what I do today. I get incredible satisfaction from what I've had an opportunity to speak in 40 states. I've been on national boards. I'm doing all that I can to make up for what I had done to my family, to the legal community, to our neighbors and friends where we lived. And I feel much better about it today.
Well, Michael, I think that that's a tremendous story, and kudos to you. I have all the respect in the world for you. We're all looking for things to make our life have purpose and have meaning. And I think it's amazing that you've found that. Obviously, you took a crazy road to get there. And I appreciate you coming on and sharing your story with the folks here with the Lockdown Pistons and the Pistons community. I think it's an important message for people to hear, particularly these days when the messages are all over the place right now. But for the average NBA basketball fans who maybe started gambling a little bit on some of these apps, and maybe it's a personal thing for them that they start to notice that it's fun, or and then they're starting to worry about themselves, or maybe they have friends or family that they're starting to notice some things. I know that this is a huge issue, and trained professionals are the best to deal with a lot of this stuff. But for normal everyday people, what are some of the things that you tell folks that they can do to kind of deal with the micro levels of this problem that's such a big macro difficult situation that folks like you are trying to work hard and trying to tackle? What are some things we can do on kind of a ground level?
You know, I'll tell you, probably one of the greatest things I've found for the gambler is a screening tool. It's a two-question test, and it's called the Lie Bet Test. And the first question is, have you ever bet more money than you planned on betting at the time of the gambling event?
Mm-hmm.
And the second question is, have you ever lied about your gambling? And if you answer yes to either one of those, you should then call the state line, a hotline number, or talk to a therapist, get out and get some help, because you've got a gambling problem.
Mm-hmm.
Gamblers lie about their gambling. They lie about how much they won or how much they lost. We hardly ever would tell anyone what we lost, because if we did, they would look at us and they'd say, are you out of your mind?
Right.
What in God's name would ever lead you to do that? So we certainly don't want people to think we're stupid. And it's not stupidity. It's recognized as an addiction in the DSM-5. And it is treatable. But the most important thing, if you find out you're betting more than you planned on betting when you started, if you're chasing your money, in other words, if you've lost substantial money and now you're starting to bet more money, those are things that you really have to watch out for. If you start lying, you're in trouble. The foundation of every addiction is built upon lies. The foundation of every addiction is built upon lies. And if you're lying about it, you're in trouble. Get help. It is out there.
And that phone number is 800-270-7117 for the State Health and Human Services Department for gambling, responsible gambling and problem gambling and all matters related to that. 800-270-7117. Here in the state of Michigan. Michael Burke, Executive Director of the Michigan Association of Problem Gambling. Thank you, sir, for sharing your story with us tonight.
Matt, thank you for letting me get the story out there.
Thanks again to Michael Burke for coming on Locked On Pistons and sharing an important story and also an important message, some things to remember in the coming days, months, and years here in the state of Michigan. But this episode was brought to you by 1010. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly and sustainably sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a set of 10 uniquely beautiful diamond rings, and they're available now exclusively at BlueNile.com. This exclusive collection of truly unique, limited edition diamond engagement rings is available now only at BlueNile.com. That wraps up this edition of Locked On Pistons. I'm your host, Matt Shook. Now, tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of Locked On Fantasy Basketball. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow with Fridays with Brian.